We're going to talk to new author.
I thought that was Fred.
No, that was Joe.
Oh.
None of these guys have real names. They're all making this
name.
Joe, Fred, Tom. What kind of name is that? He's just making that up so nobody knows. Actually, he wants everybody to know because he's got a new book. Hey there, Tom Harris.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
It's good.
What you got here?
A book.
A book.
Called?
52 Weeks of Gardening. It's a... I write an article.
I can't hear it.
Well, I'm not holding it close enough.
Oh, there you go.
You got to turn his mic up.
There you go.
Okay.
That's better.
I write a newspaper article for the Morning Star. Been doing it for 5 or 6 years. So what I've done is taken all of those and put them together and compiled them into this. And it comes out to be How You Garden by the Week, Every Week, 52 Weeks a Year. Thus the name, Aggie name, 52 Weeks of Gardening.
And see, the neat thing about this book is that we deal with these gardeners every year for the last 30 years, okay? And the questions are the same every month.
All right.
So if you're an old-time gardener and maybe up in your years, you know, above 20 years old, you forget what you're supposed to do. If you're a Yankee coming in here, or somebody from East Texas even, and you don't know what to do. So this book is the first book that I've ever seen that was written specifically for this area. In other words, his market is not in Dallas.
Yeah.
You understand? Or Houston.
There's even a 2 or 3 page article in there on just caliche.
Yeah, yeah. And so...
And the foreword, the book is written by Dr. Jerry Parsons himself.
Get out of town.
Yeah, yeah, but I had to try to figure out what the hell he was wanting me to do.
He's quite forward.
Yeah, yeah. I said,
he could be a little too forward.
Well, don't let that hold back some of the people in our audience either. You can just pull that part of the book out. How do they get a hold of this, Tom?
Well, right now they can go to my website, www.thehillcountrygardener.com, or if they live around Medina... the Love Orchard.
Sure.
Love Creek Orchard over there has them. Baxter Adams.
You mean at the gift store there?
The little gift shop
there in Medina, Texas.
Yeah. And or buy them from me. And I go talk all over the town. I'll be talking with Jerry over for GVST.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad
on the 22nd of January.
January the 22nd.
Yep. We'll have a bunch of them there.
And Tom's going to go first talking about planning a landscape design, which includes what you can do to help your landscape designer.
Right, it's what you can do before you call the landscape designer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I'll be following Tom about talking about new plants for 07. Now, the difference is, you know, Tom's going to have his book for sale. You might well say, I ain't going after a book. But this will be the first time that you'll actually be able to buy the new plants that we're going to be promoting in this year.
And that would be...
First time ever be an approved buddleia, butterfly bush, and grandma's yellow rose,
ooh,
the new yellow rose.
Yeah.
Can't get it anywhere but there, buddy.
Oh,
that is fragrant, right?
That's worth the trip there.
That, some people that can smell, it has a slight fragrance.
Yeah, but it's beautiful.
You got is probably fragrant, and it's a gein, and
didn't
make it.
I can grow it.
It's still doing great, man.
And so we're going to have a lot of neat stuff over there.
Can you put my picture on it? Just Milton can grow it.
Could do it.
Yeah, there's a CMAP, and there's these levels. And
then there's Milton can grow it.
Yeah, the three plants in the world that Milton can grow.
Yeah, I think I'm going like a third season on that thing.
Purple Heart, I'll bet he would be under that label.
Mine died.
He's the one ever killed.
Bamboo.
Mine died. My Purple Heart's no longer with us.
But then, so the you want to put that on your garden calendar.
Have you tried the bamboo?
On your calendar, that's going to be...
any kind of bamboo?
No, I got the bamboo. That's hard to kill.
Monday,
even with the drought.
Monday, January 22nd. That's 2 weeks from Monday.
Right, not this Monday, but Monday a week.
2 weeks from Martin Luther King birthday.
All right.
It's one week. Oh, that's right.
22nd.
A week from Monday.
Yeah.
San Antonio Garden Center, 3310 North New Braunfels, from noon until 3:15. So show up there, bring your money, you can get new plants and San Antonio's newest garden book.
There you go. And
or Tom, we'll take credit cards.
Hey, Tom.
Get out of here. Can you do credit cards?
You betcha.
For those,
you cannot.
Yes, sir. Just a couple or three of them.
For those who don't know, tell them a little bit about your credentials in gardening. Now, you do the Bernie. You
I write for the Bernie Star. I write a gardening blog for myasa.com.
Uh-huh.
Been a master gardener for 10 plus years.
You've been the president of the master gardener.
Been president, master gardener of the year, yada yada. Used to edit the San Antonio Gardener newsletter.
Lots of lectures, lots of topics.
Lots of teaching, lots of topics. Teach for the master gardeners, GVST,
put in
local
all,
school district.
All the monthly deals at the bottom of plantanswers.com when you open the head page. You go down to the bottom. That's through all the garbage there. It says, click here to view the yearly gardening calendar. Well, that's Tom.
All right.
And eventually, my website's going to be on there as Friends of Plant Answers.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you. It's already on there.
Is it really? Last time I looked, it wasn't on there yet.
Yeah,
you keep telling me.
It is on there, too. My girl, I said, put it under. The last one listed on there, I forget who it is, Malcolm Beck or something, where she put it under the same category. In other words, she didn't put a different heading.
Oh.
So it's on there, but it's not where it
should be. It can be changed, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it can. Maybe it can't.
Well, you've got it. www.thehillcountrygardener.com.
There you go.
That's easy enough.
You guys told us how much the book costs.
How much does the book cost?
$30.
Yeah. 30 even. So
$29.95 plus tax.
And you'll autograph them before you send them out?
I will.
All right.
$29.95 plus tax?
Yes, sir.
That ain't $30.
It's real close. When you put the tax on there, it comes to $32.50.
Yeah. So you're selling for 30?
I'm selling for 30.
That's good, man. Three $10 bills.
Yep.
All right.
Or 20 and a 10.
Hill Country Gardener.
Yeah, and if you don't get tired of Tom and Jerry on the 22nd.
Tom and Jerry. I've heard of that.
I'm reading here in the newspaper that I am giving presentation.
Oh, good.
At the Home and Garden Show on Saturday and 27th, and then on the 28th. And I'm going to talk about 12 months of color, and I'm also talk about attracting hummingbirds to your garden.
Cool.
To your yard.
When is that?
That's the... The Home Garden Show is the 26th through the 28th. I'm going to do my presentations after the radio show on the 27th and the 28th, 4 o'clock on Saturday, and then another program on 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Now, I see here on February 1st at 7 p.m., the Men's Garden Club is having a meeting in San Antonio. Do you know who's speaking at that, Cal?
Who?
Am I?
I was just wondering if Calvin knew.
No, I didn't think I was. I think I'm March. Are you speaking?
I thought I was March.
Uh-oh. Somebody
maybe I'm February. They've got me down for something.
All right, so Tom corrected me. It's The Hill Country Gardener. TheHillCountryGardener.com.
Okay.
www.
Good job, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, sir. You bet.
All right. He used to be a instructor at A&M.
I know that.
Tom did?
That's why he's Dr. Tom.
Absolutely.
He and I
were graduated from Kansas State together.
Dang.
They know each other.
But they did.
That's another sad statement.
Yeah.